Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, so you heard me talking about this going into the break, and that is this case out of New Jersey that is now before the United States Supreme Court. And what the state of New Jersey did in that case, and I'm going to talk to Shannon Bream about it more in just a few minutes, is they basically, nobody complained, but somebody probably from the progressive left pointed out that there was a pro-life pregnancy center that was apparently taking too much business away from the abortion doctors at Planned Parenthood. So the left-wing government in the state of New Jersey and the attorney general looked at their website and, based on looking at their website, decided that they were somehow in violation of New Jersey law by what they had on their website and the way they directed people to get pregnancy care, pre-pregnancy care. And they prosecuted them under a state law. And what the cases ended up being is an argument by the pregnancy planning clinic about their First Amendment rights to say what they want on their website. And the questioning yesterday in the Supreme Court, when they heard the arguments on this, Justice Clarence Thomas just stole the day because he couldn't get the lady to understand what exactly was going on. So not the lady, the attorney for New Jersey, to understand what the issue was here. There were no complaints. Listen to cut four, please.
Did you have complaints that formed the basis of your concern about the fundraising activities here?
We certainly had complaints about crisis pregnancy centers that petitioned.
No, about this crisis pregnancy center.
So I think we've been clear from the outset that we haven't had complaints about this specific.
So you had no basis to think that they were deceiving any of their contributors?
I don't think that's correct, Your Honor. I think we had carefully canvassed all of the public information that is provided on the website of First Choice in making a determination that we wanted to initiate an investigation.
But you had no factual basis.
I don't think that's true, Your Honor. I think, for example, you could take a look at a comparison between the donation page for First Choice that we have carved out from the very beginning.
So you had no complaints?
We had no complaints, but the state governments, federal government, initiate investigations all the time in the absence of complaints.
Wow. Let's get to Shannon, please.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. All right, Shannon Bream, welcome back. I know you were on hold there listening to that, but you've heard it before. Justice Thomas just sliced and diced him yesterday, didn't he?
It was a striking moment. I mean, you've got this group of crisis pregnancy centers, faith-based, who said, listen, the state showed up with a subpoena. They wanted our donor's name and information. And, you know, Justice Thomas was the one who made clear during those arguments before the Supreme Court, there was not a complaint against those crisis pregnancy centers that, you know, instigated this state investigation. So to get them to admit that, acknowledge it on the record in open court in front of all nine justices and everybody who is going to make a decision in this case was a really big moment.
Yeah, but come on, like the New Jersey guy said, you know, you don't have to have a complaint for the state to prosecute you. Mm-hmm. Like, but the question is, what was your motivation then? If there was nobody was harmed by it, mm-hmm. why are you doing it? Now, this is a First Amendment case, right?
Well, yes, it's a fight over the subpoena that came from a state authority. Well, when it came in, First Choice, these crisis pregnancy centers, went to federal court because they said this is a constitutional issue. This is, you know, impinging on our First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of association with our donors. And it's going to have a huge chilling effect if people who donate to us know that their names, address, contact information could be publicly disclosed and in some way, you know, it's suggesting that they would be disparaged for being involved with this pro-life pregnancy center. And, you know, there were some of the justices and certainly the arguments from the state of New Jersey, like, well, it's just speculative that these would ever be released or that there would be any chilling effects. But several of the justices, including Justice Kagan, said, come on, you get a subpoena and it's coming out asking for this information and you're just told by the state, oh, the information will never go anywhere. She said, that's not reassuring. So even she had doubts about exposing these donors.
Wow. That could be a huge case. I'm anxious to see how they end up ruling on that.
Mm-hmm.
The other big case I noticed yesterday was this Judge Boasberg. His name keeps popping up. I don't remember mm-hmm. the last time I heard one federal judge's name this often, but this is a decision on the January 6th defendants, correct?
Yes. And so, and this case may come up again because we know that there were, you know, hundreds, thousands of January 6th defendants. And essentially, they were pardoned by President Trump, and they wanted the fees back that they had paid out in connection with being charged in these crimes. And, you know, they had appealed to Judge Boasberg before, saying, like, we should get this money back. We're pardoned now. And he said no initially, but there were a couple of more things procedurally that happened with the D.C. Circuit and some other courts where he came back and said, okay, you're going to get these fees refunded that you paid, these fines that you paid out. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see other January 6th defendants who are out of pocket for expenses related to their cases go and say, hey, you need to make me whole now.
Shannon, Trump is saying that he's revoked all of Biden's auto pen pardons. So can he do that?
Well, listen, back to 1866, the Supreme Court has been very supportive of presidential pardons, says they can't be undone. They give a lot of latitude, saying it's an Article II power. We don't infringe on that. So I think really the question for President Trump is not going to be whether he can just post on social media and say they're all null and void. I don't think any court's going to recognize that. But the strategy for the White House may be, were they ever valid in the first place? What you'd have to show is that this use of the auto pen was done without President Biden's express consent and understanding about what was being done. Because, listen, using the auto pen, you can do that on bills, you can do it on commutations, you can do it on all kinds of things. But you'd have to go back prior and show Biden didn't know that he was signing off on these things. And that would be the way to go after the legality of them.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Shannon Bream, mm-hmm. our guest, host of Fox News Sunday. The report that's being circulated by the media this morning from the Pentagon watchdog group on Pete Hegseth, they didn't get him on the drug boat thing, so now they claim they've got him on the use of Signal because the watchdog said he could have put troops at risk. Not that he did, but mm-hmm. that he could have. Is this a big deal?
Well, listen, this is not a day I'm sure that he and his team have been looking forward to, but they are claiming victory. This seems to be one of those Rorschach test things. You've got senators and Democrats and folks out there saying, you know, he must be fired. He's got to resign. The president needs to call for his termination right now. And then you've got the Pentagon saying he's completely exonerated by this report. So in Washington, a lot of these reports turn into those Rorschach tests, and that seems like that's how this one's playing out today.
Yeah. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. It seems like a lot. As I just glanced at the report, Shannon, I'm pretty sure you'll probably be talking about this on Sunday, but even Martha Raddatz at ABC had to admit yesterday that the boat that got bombed, the two guys on it crawled back on board and re-engaged. And that's why they did the second strike. This blows that Washington Post story out of the water even more, so to speak.
Yeah, and there's a lot that we've learned that wasn't 100% accurate or fully in context from what came from that initial reporting. So it seems like the position from the administration now is, listen, they could have called for backup. There could have been another narco boat that would have shown up. They could have gotten the cargo. They could have, you know, all kinds of things that sound like the argument's going to be we were eliminating a threat. The threat still existed with these two and that boat and the fact that they may be calling for backup. So, you know, the second strike was legitimate. I got to tell you, this weekend, we are doing a special show from the Reagan Defense Forum.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out in at the Reagan Library in California, and so Secretary Hegseth's going to be there. We've got a bipartisan group of senators that will be on the show to talk about Venezuela, to talk about these strikes, the war powers, all of those things. So we're doing a very deep dive on defense this weekend, and the timing, we couldn't have planned it, but it seems pretty good.
Yes, it is. We'll be watching, Shannon. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Appreciate that. Shannon Bream, back in just a minute with Griff Jenkins.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.